Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design conference call for the 16th day of June, year 2021. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is open forum and current events. We dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to his holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yah or Yahweh in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the program. Cymru am byth. Callers are welcome, but we do ask that you keep your comments directed to the topic. Also, be careful of other callers who might be on the line, and also watch language as we have a mixed audience. We are in the question and answer mode, which means everybody's muted until such time as you indicate you wish to speak. Our website is www.PastorDan.net, and that's with no spaces or special characters, just PastorDan.net. And we do draw your attention to the Daily Mail page there, because that's where, in case the email ever gets cut off or has trouble, that's where I will be posting what I find. Ralph, my notice went out kind of late. That might be part of the problem. Okay, I want to read some verses and readings here before we get into the topic for tonight. Starting out with Psalm 103, verse 13. Because we've talked about this issue on the program many, many times, we're all about getting the family back together, meaning the family of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Okay? So, these are his people of the promise and the covenants. And we said many similar things as far as our relationship to one another and our Heavenly Father to us. So we go to Psalm 103, verse 13, and we hear that, like a father has compassion on his children, so Yahweh has compassion on those who fear him. Now remember, we've looked this word fear up in both the Hebrew and the Greek, and it's talking about those who have reverence for him, those in obedience to him, okay? Not just the fear as the English to conjure up hiding in your closet afraid of a boogeyman. That's not really the fear that they're talking about here. It's reverential fear. Okay, it's worship, it's trust, it's guidance, it's accepting him in authority over you. That's the fear he's talking about. So, Yahweh has compassion on who? Everybody? All the little children? Everybody with two arms and two legs? Or exactly what the verse says, those who fear him or revere him. So again, like a father has compassion on his children, we talked about this issue many, many times. I've got 6 children, 14 grandchildren. Okay? Love them all to death, but if they're in disobedience, if they're going to break the house rule, that's a different story, because they're not showing reverence or honor or respect to the man in charge. Okay, so we are a microcosm of the spiritual realm of our Heavenly Father. So again, just as this verse in Psalms is talking about, we have compassion on our children. Our Father in Heaven has compassion on us if we're part of the crowd that fears or reveres him. So, a lot there. Another reading I've got for today off my calendar, this is in the New Revised Standard, and it's Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come to me, all that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Hallelujah. Our Heavenly Father does love us. For those that want to operate in a realm of not believing the Father even exists, or that everything is a matter of DNA and the typical racial context of some of these groups out there, and I've met many of them over the years, Aryan Nations people, skinheads, etc., white nationalists or national socialists, they get it partly right, but they leave out the element of our faith and our reverence of our Father. You know, you have to believe in evolution. You have to believe we're here by accident. Creator. Even though the scientific community, by the way, I've got three books I'm reading right now by PhDs and investigative journalists, people who wanted to prove that those of us that believe in a designer, an intelligent designer, creator, that we're foolish, okay? That evolution makes sense and everything else. And yet, when they attempted to disprove this, they found out that they came to realize that there is an intelligent design. You cannot deny it. The one book I'm reading, which is rather thick, Signature in the Cell. This is by a scientist who has access to the data of how cells work at that tiny level. And within the cell, there's a whole cosmos of activity going on at the cellular level. And yet people think we're here by accident. And by the way, if I lose you, we have a rather heavy thunderstorm coming through the area, so don't panic. I wanted to read a couple things out of Prophets and Poets, The Last Days by Michael Marlow, M-A-R-L-O-W. And the reading for yesterday is taken from Psalm 34. I will bless Yahweh or the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. O magnify Yahweh with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought Yahweh, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Oh, taste and see that Yahweh is good. Blessed is the man who takes Yahweh is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken. Affliction will slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. Yahweh redeems the life of his servants. None of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. Again, Psalm 34. And then for today, out of the book of Enoch, chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, they consider how the trees, when they put forth their green leaves, become covered and produce fruit. Understanding everything and knowing that he who lives forever does all these things for you. That the works at the beginning of every existing year, that all his works are subservient to him and invariable. Yet as God has appointed, so all things are. And for tomorrow, out of Amos chapter 3, for the Lord God does nothing without revealing his secret to his servants, the prophets. And then for the 18th of June, fear not, nor be afraid. Have I not told you from of old and declared it, that which is out of Isaiah chapter 44, verse 8? Hallelujah. And the reading for the 19th, my birthday, out of Malachi chapter 3, verse 1, Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me, and Yahweh whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. And I can't seem to find my bookmark. Well, here we go. Again, readings out of Prophets and Poets, The Last Days. Tonight we're going to be talking about current events. The phone lines will be open if anybody at any time wishes to call in. I'll check the queue from time to time. It's not up in front of me at all times. So, again, the scriptures are proven to be true. The current events and the things that are happening verify the teachings of the prophets over and over and over again. Before I read some of these things here, let me see what the chat has. If I can get the software to work. Come on. Blasted software. Let's see. In the chat we've got here, Hitler was a Christian, yes. If you read his writings, speeches, etc., he was a believer. I don't believe he had much respect for the organized central churches very much, but really, Thomas Jefferson didn't either. And we find out a lot of our ancestors didn't like organized, centralized religion, much like Christ did not like it. Okay, organized religion takes on the same attitude as organized politics. And that's why George Washington warned us about a two-party system in his farewell address and said, don't ever get trapped in a two-party system. Okay, so the guy who's called the father of our country, George Washington, in his farewell address said, don't get trapped in a two-party system, because what happens is everything's done for the good of the party instead of the good of the people. And that's exactly what we're living through. Both of these parties aren't worth a tinker's damn. They're not for us. They never have been for us. It's all about the goddamn party and not about we the people, the Constitution, and our families. They don't give a shit about you and me. They don't care about the Constitution. All they care about is keeping their stinking, rotten, filthy hides in Washington and in the state capitals, collecting a paycheck on us and spending tax money like drunken sailors. And then guest 1488, I hope Pastor has a good surge right, because it's pretty bad. Pretty good-sized storm coming through. And right now, a lot of the internet providers, especially down this way, they're going wireless. So you may have a direct wired connection into your computer in your home, but they're sending the signal to your house through the air, if you understand what I'm saying. It used to be they bury cables and all that, but apparently that's too much work. They want to save time and money. So all they're doing is putting up towers in the area where communities are, etc., and they're beaming the signal to a small antenna at your house, and then it comes down into your house into the modem, and from there you may have it hardwired, but up over your house is an antenna. So the reason I'm telling you that is because anything going through the air can be interfered with by bad weather, rain, things such as that. So that's why I'm saying if something happens to the signal and I drop off or whatever, that's probably what's going on. So we got to get to the bottom of this wireless technology. That's one thing that really bothers me. We got so much information out there, and it's on both ends, okay, telling us how really terrible it is, and on the other end saying, I got nothing to worry about, where the truth is probably in the middle. Just like when I worked in the nuclear power industry, They would tell us that radiation is all around us, so, you know, you shouldn't be afraid of it because, and it's true, we have natural background radiation coming from, like, coal. Okay, a lot of people don't know this, but we have great big piles of coal at the one plant, the old dirt burner plant that I worked at. So we took a Geiger counter out and stuck the probe into the near the coal, and it went off the chart. Okay, so regular old coal, same thing with granite. You can put a Geiger counter up next to granite, and you'll pick up background radiation coming off of it. So you got radiation all around you, folks. The main thing is to maintain your health so that your body can compensate for the damage, because that's what radiation does. It damages cells. And your body needs to take those damaged cells and replace them. As long as it's a small amount, your body can keep up. But when you get into a massive radiation field, now your cells are being destroyed at a rate your body can't keep up. And that's when you get radiation sickness, and you can even die, depending on how many rem of radiation you're receiving. So the same thing from the sun, the same thing from electronic signals, they also do damage. Electromagnetic waves will do damage. The question is, how strong are the waves? How much are you exposed to, et cetera, et cetera. In small amounts, we can handle it. When it gets to be too much, or if you're sensitive. I know quite a few of my friends that are what they call electromagnetic frequency sensitive. And so they pick up the signals in the air, and it bothers their bodies much more than it would you and I. So again, everybody's tolerant to everything more than others. Tonight I was talking to a friend of mine, and he has a son-in-law who's going to get a vasectomy. And I reminded him that you better tell your son-in-law that you're going to have a higher incidence of prostate problems. And a lot of people don't know that because they don't tell you. See, it's just like when they lied to you about your appendix and your tonsils. Okay? They lie. Okay? They're not just leftover pieces of flesh with no purpose. It's like the foreskin on your private parts. Okay? It has a very vital role to play. Yahweh doesn't make mistakes. Everything on your body serves a purpose. Everything. So if you're going to go get a vasectomy, you're going to find out that there's going to be side effects, just like the ladies that have the early hysterectomies or partial hysterectomies. It's going to play with your hormones. No matter what they're telling you, if you alter what Yahweh put together and made this perfect machine, and you start playing with it, it's just like race mixing. When you start trying to play God and altering parts or adding or removing parts, you're going to pay a price. I don't know how else to tell you that. So these poor souls out here believing this bullshit that you can choose your gender and some people even race. Okay, look at Michael Jackson, tried to make his body look white. If you saw pictures of him when he was a boy, my God, the things he had done to his body were horrendous. All right, you cannot change what you were born as. Let's see here, okay. So again, you better check with the naturopaths and check with somebody that you know is going to be honest with you, because a lot of people today are not honest. They're not honest at all. It's a shame. I wanted to cover, and again, this is an open forum, so if you want to call in, please do. But I wanted to cover some of the basics because I'm reading today. I was just inundated, hundreds and hundreds of emails coming in about all kind of crazy stuff. And some of it's good, though. Don't get me wrong. Some of it's good. There are some good things going on in the midst of all this terrible stuff. So I started thinking today, well, what would I want to talk to you about as far as where we need to be as his sons and daughters? Because what the rest of these people do, it's like Psalm 91 says, okay? Maybe we should go to that. Because Psalm 91 is so correct when it talks about this. Because we're witnessing it. I want to read it because, at least a portion of it, I want to read it because you're living it, folks. The prophecies, etc. We're in it. Okay? So Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of Yahweh, He is my refuge and my fortress, my Elohim God in whom I trust. For He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers. Under His wings you will take refuge. Remember the story of the bird in the forest fire? And the firemen found the little babies, the little chicks under the wings of the mother, and the mother had perished in the fire. But the babies were safe under her wings. This story makes me think of that, this verse. His faithfulness is your shield and rampart. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. So nighttime terrors like thieves that come in the night, assassins, etc., or the arrow by day, because arrows are typically used by what? Armies, and they attack by day. Nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that wastes at noonday. Here's the part. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked, because you have made Yahweh your refuge, and the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall happen to you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. And again, there's more to it there, but you can go read it in Psalm 91. So as you watch today, look at how this is all transpiring. You're seeing literally thousands around you putting these dirty, contaminated, bacteria-infested masks on their face. Why? Like in Florida, the mandate was taken away a long time ago. And even when the mandate was in place, there were a ton of exemptions if you cared to use them. It's been that way from day one. I know because I used them. I have yet to put a mask on. I went to the stores. I went to restaurants. There's only one store that I walked out of when they refused to, let me pay for the stuff. And that was it. In the whole time this has been going on, one store that I went into. And then I come to find out that they were treating everybody that way. And there is a huge protest against these particular stores. They're called Sprouts. So I found another store that sold organic materials, and they had a policy where they didn't have their employees or their customers wearing it. So again, if you choose to do the right thing, Yahweh opens doors for you, but you got to have enough balls to do it. And that's the problem. Our people today don't have intestinal fortitude at all. They're afraid of their own shadows, for crying out loud, let alone in their face. It's pretty pathetic, the weakness of the white race today. Now, these other races, because of their makeup and their low IQ, they go along with all this BS. But the sons of Adam should know better. We're supposed to have faith, and we're supposed to have courage. And common sense. Common sense says you don't wear a dirty diaper over your face, especially outside when you're by yourself. I mean, the people doing that are just dumber than rocks. And I like what the pharmacist, that lady that's been blowing the whistle about what these creatures are up to, She said it in her video the other day that she is fed up, even with her own family, with the people that just don't get it. Okay? People that want to fight back, people that want to argue with you, etc., they just don't get it. I'm done with them too. I'm of the opinion that the scriptures that talk about the invading of these aliens in our lands, where Yahweh is going to open up the earth and swallow them up, I believe they're going to die by the millions. A lot of these people that don't belong in our lands, okay? If we were obeying the Constitution and the Founding Fathers, multiple tens of millions of people in this country would not be here today. They don't belong here. They can come visit, they can come get an education, but then they're supposed to go back to their lands. That's what the visa program was all about. You get on a visa, so we know you're a stranger in a white man's land, and you're here just for a short time, and you're going to leave. That's the way it's supposed to work. Aliens are not supposed to change our demographics. Aliens are never supposed to be in a position of political power. Aliens are never to sit on a jury. Aliens are never to cast a ballot. Ever. You look at any other ethnic nation, like China, Israel for the Jews, etc., and they don't give political power to other people, at least up until not ever. And all through history it's been that way. But the Jew, who tends to look like us, so they are wolves in sheep's clothing, they came into our government and our people became weak. They became lazy. They weren't paying attention. The watchmen, which were in the old days, were our preachers and pastors. They went to sleep. Everybody got comfy. The Jews took over the finance. And with that, they started shelling out money. And they bought their way into government. They bought their way into the media. They bought their way into the church. Because, again, we had no watchmen. Our people became weak. They weren't watching, and then they just were able to take over. And so now we're living in a Judaic version of what our founding fathers established. And it's not working. It never will work, because it's based on lies and deception. The founding fathers were wise men. They were studied. They read all the ancient philosophers, etc. I'm looking here at my mail, so, okay. Yeah, I saw that thing about the giant that they're building, a moving giant. This all fits in with prophecy, by the way, like I said. You're living the end days. I hope you understand that. Now, that's not the end of the world, okay? It's the end of the age, and we're there. I hope you understand that. We are at that period of time. You're witnessing Revelation. You're witnessing all the hideous things that the satanic people are going to do. It's in your face. Now, like Pastor Greg and some of our, and Ralph and some of the other folks, we've been talking about it. I had no idea it would be this obvious. I thought it'd be much more subtle, except this is like in your face, ridiculous. How anybody can't see nefarious, satanic, New World Order, communist takeover, how could you not see it? Well, you can't see it if you're a person without faith, or you're uneducated, or you have low IQ, or you're a mixed breed and are not able to have discernment. There's a lot of reasons. We have a lot of polluted people, just as it was in the days of Noah. Now, didn't Christ say the end of the age, it would be like the days of Noah? Well, guess what? You're living it. Why are you surprised that there's so many retarded people walking around? So many people that have no intestinal fortitude. They have no character. They have no morality about them whatsoever. They think butchering a baby boy is okay. They think that slicing a child out of a mother's belly is okay. They think taking 5-6-year-olds to a doctor and having gender reassignment done is okay. They think transhumanism is okay. Literally anything that these morons in government or in science or the medical professions come up with, these people think it's great because they have made government and institutions their idols, their little g gods. And whatever their little gods, their little idols tell them, they just do it. So we're living amongst the idol worshipers, or the Bible calls them idolaters. We're living amongst the same pagan refuge that Noah and his family had to live amongst. And as it was in the days of Noah, his remnant is going to be tiny. Isn't that what Christ said? Yeah, sure enough, he said, my flock's a little flock. Why? Because people are just brain dead. By choice, they're brain dead. It's sad to see it. It really is. But they have chosen to go the way of the pagans, to go the way of those who will not survive what's coming. So right now, at this point in time, we need to hang on to our faith more than ever. And we need to reach out and network with our brothers and sisters, the people that do get it. Okay? You need to edify one another in every way, shape, or form. And just keep your eyes and ears open for Father to open up doors of opportunity here and there. I still believe he's keeping us separated like salt, sprinkled salt, for two reasons. One, our protection. And number two, so that we can still have some kind of a preserving influence on our society. Because they're lost. A lot of these people are lost, hopelessly lost. But like I said, there are a lot of people waking up, so praise Yahweh for that. And we shall see. We're in the midst of it. We also have to hang on to our faith in our race and our family. Our family is our race. Okay, the sons and daughters of Jacob. Now, there are people who look white who are not of us. The wolves, that's the Jews. And the proselytes of the Jews. They may look white, but they are not of us. And then there are those with Abrahamic blood in them who are not Jews, but they are also not Israelites. They would be the white people you see walking around, disfiguring their bodies, putting poisons into their bodies, worshiping the calf, the golden, or money, or materialism. That's the people that Yahweh was talking about that will make up the parts of Jacob Israel who will not make it through this testing. And that's why I've changed my attitude as far as the taking this serum into the body and wearing of the mask and going along with all of the idiocy that Fauci and all the other people like Fauci are promoting. If you're going along with that, then you're committing suicide in a way. And, you know, I don't mean to step on toes, but the sooner they're gone, the better. Because I think it's that important. If you will not care about your own health to the point where you will stand up against these assholes, because government has no authority over you in a health matter, none. Same thing with the education of your child, or where you birth your child, or even where we bury our dead. They don't have any authority. You gave it to them, but you should never have done that. You've created a monster. Because once you acquiesce on those kind of things that belong at the level, once you give that up, it's really hard to get it back. It's going to take shedding of blood to get it back. But we've been acquiescing and backing up for so long. We created this monster. And the people that go along with this hedonistic New World Order program, the sooner they're gone, the better. I hope the earth opens up and just swallows all of them. And if I lose friends and family in the process, they made their choice. Are they going to weep if the New World Order comes in and drags me out of my home and puts a bullet in me? You think? Probably not. They're going to say, well, he was an anti-vaxxer. He was anti-government. He talked about, like, liberty and free speech and Second Amendment gun rights. Oh, he was one of them. They're the ones that will say, I'm glad he's gone, so we can get everybody masked up and vaccinated so that they will no longer be a living soul upon the land. You see the difference here? So why should we waste a lot of time and empathy for those who've chosen to go the way of the world? What do you think Christ, if he was standing in front of you, what do you think he would say if you chose to love those that Yahweh has condemned? Can I ask you that? And again, if you go to my website, PastorDan.net, there's a way to contact me there. So I'm asking you, tell me, where am I wrong? Didn't he say to his disciples, if you choose family over me, you don't deserve me. If you choose mother, father, wife, husband, children, neighbors, friends, if you choose any of them over me, you don't deserve me. How true that is. Because what? He's the truth and the way. True life. These other people living a lie and worshiping the beast, you think they're going to present life to a better place with them in charge? Or do you think this world will come back through Adamites running the show in the name of Yahweh our Father and according to his law? So tell me, what do you think? I choose Yahweh or Yahshua, because he is the truth and he's my creator. My mother and father got together and created the body that I reside in, but this whole world and everything in it and what we're going to be in the future when we leave this world is all in his hands. Why would I put anything on this earth above him? I'm just asking. Why would you do that? He's the Father and Creator of all things. Wouldn't you give your allegiance to him? Okay? Just saying. If you think that's wrong, well, tell me about it. About the vasectomy and what it will do as far as your prostate health, we're learning more and more about how important your health is, which we've talked about on this program for 21 years. You've got to keep your health. That's one of the best lessons my father drummed into my head the whole time I was growing up. He always said, your health is the most important thing in your life. Because without it, no amount of money on earth or power can bring it back. You get one shot. And you're supposed to be wise enough and paying attention enough to take care of your health. And I know for a fact, as I have lived my life to do the best I could to keep my health up naturally, that there's a lot of blessings that come with that. Now, recently, like I told you, when I went through that, that infection in my jaw, I can't think of it. and there was a tooth I had a problem with and all, but I didn't run to the dentist because of this stupidity about the mask, because I'm not going to, no, it wasn't lockjaw. It was an infection. Let me look at these notes that are coming in here. Ralph says here, before Obadiah 18 can happen, our race needs to be purged. Well, Yahweh says through the prophets that he's going to clean his house out first. And that sounds like what is going to happen. It's not bursitis. It was basically when an infection settles into abscess. That's what I was trying to think of, abscess. Abscess in the jaw, and then I had a tooth problem. The abscess in the jaw, finally I got rid of it by cleansing and natural, but tea bags, of all things. I rediscovered what they taught us many years ago, but I had forgotten it for over a week, and I suffered a lot of pain because of that. But just rolled up tea bags and stuck them in my jaw between the abscessed area and my gums, or my the skin of the jaw area here, if your mouth, between that area and the actual gum line, and those tea bags drew the infection right out of my jaw. Just two tea bags, that's all it took. It was like a miracle. Same thing with the tooth. I put clove, natural clove, organic cloves, just like the cloves you see people putting in the ham. I put a clove up there, and I found out that cloves are a natural painkiller, just like Novocaine. And sure enough, it did work. You put one clove up in there, and it would last for 12 hours, and the pain would subside. So again, we have become soft that we run to the medical professions as soon as we have the least little bit of discomfort, and we don't work through anything anymore. That empowers the beast when you become that way. So we don't challenge ourselves, we don't challenge our bodies, and because of that we don't learn, and the body doesn't learn how to deal with certain things. So we got to get our health back. Got to exercise. You got to get plenty of rest, good rest, exercise, fresh air, sunshine, and whole foods. I got a report yesterday that says they are contaminating some of the beef that's coming out, especially through the mainstream, like Walmart and the rest of them, coming out of these Jewish meat processing plants, and they're finding human DNA in it, and they're finding, according to this report, they're finding some of this nanotechnology that could be in the vaccine. Okay? So again, Yahweh's pushing us out of Babylon. Remember he said, come out of her, that you suffer not her plagues. Come out of her, my people. Well, he's forcing us out. If you care about your health, if you care about your standing before the Father, and you care enough about those things, you can't help but wanting to get out of Babylon. I know I do. I can't go to the places I used to go before all this nonsense started, because I can't stand to be around these people. They're so superficial. They're so afraid of everything. I just don't even want to be around them. So he's pushing his people out. If you want to stay true to him, it's a natural occurrence. You don't want to go to the regular stores. I buy my stuff from organic producers and local farmers and ranchers. And a lot of people say, well, I like going down to Costco or Sam's because, you know, they got the stuff I really like. You know, I can't live without that stuff. No, the answer is that you won't live with that stuff. That's the answer. You're going to pollute yourself because you're too lazy and you're too spoiled. just like the Israelites coming out of Egypt when they complained about the manna. Yahweh gave them the perfect food, probably a lot like pemmican that the explorers and the people that traveled westward to settle in this nation back in the 1600s and 1700s, they carried a food called pemmican, which was a mixture of meat and fat and some vegetables and spices, and it did not and yet it would last a pretty good time without refrigeration, and it had all of the it wasn't made from penguins. Pemmican had all of the nutrients that you needed, and it would sustain you. It was a very good food. And it reminds me of what possibly the manna for the Israelites coming out of Egypt and on the march for all those years, that what they ate. But they started complaining because every day it was manna. Well, I got news for you, folks. If it's a choice between dying of starvation or dying from a poison and eating the same food day in and day out, I think I'll take the healthy food that will keep me alive, because you eat to live. You don't live to eat. They used to teach us that in the classes I went to. You eat to live. Eating is not supposed to be entertainment. You eat to keep your body healthy and alive, whatever it takes. You shouldn't be munching down on stuff all that much anyway, if you're doing the intermittent fasting and maintaining a proper body weight. You shouldn't be putting that much stuff into your gut anyway. The other item we need to get to is back to basics. We've talked about that plenty of times. Life has gotten overly complicated. We've got way too many material things clogging us and weighing us down. It becomes a method of control. So we got to learn the basics. Food preparation, harvesting, animal husbandry, and the proper humane butchering of animals and preservation of food. Basics. Get back to the family farms. Basics. Come out of this Babylonian system. It's getting real, folks. And again, we're living in prophecy in real time. I hope you're aware of that. All these scriptures that we've talked about for so many years of what was coming down the pike, and here it is. It's right in your face. The anti-white genocide, especially anti-white males, especially males with any kind of testosterone or what they call toxic masculinity, you're the target, guys. Okay? Everything is against us. They got the women fighting us. They got our children fighting us. They got society fighting us. The legal system fighting us. The governments, the institutions, and the other races. They want everybody to think we are the problem. And that's going to continue until the sons of God, according to Scripture, decide to rise up, put away their differences, and become a vast and mighty army. Yeah, it's going to take force. The wicked are not going to just give up on their own. It's going to take force. And at first, this military force will be for self-defense. But eventually, we will go on the offensive. Once Yahweh's done purging out amongst us the people that don't deserve to be around us. Some people say that might sound a little cruel, narcissistic or whatever, but it's what the book says. It's what common sense says. And as Ralph just put in here, you're not going to vote the Jew out and the proselytes of the Jews out. You're not going to vote them out. They control the process, folks. You don't have open and fair elections anymore. You don't even have fair campaigning. They control both political parties, so the communist takeover is nearly complete. And it's funny, all those organizations like the John Birch Society and General Parton, when I talked to him, and Colonel Don de Grand Pre, all of them warned about this communist insurgency, and everybody just sort of laughed it off. Well, it's in your face right now. You got treason in Washington. You got treason in many of your state capitals. Treason against you as a race and a country. Treason. When it comes to this experimental substance, they're calling a vaccine, but it's not. This substance they want you to jab you with, when it comes to that, the masks or the tests, the answer is no. I do not consent. I will not allow you to put that substance in me, and I will not go through any of your mandated, ludicrous, harmful antics, because you're the Antichrist. And I have a God-given right to say no. Period. That's how simple it is. You just simply say no. I'm not going to do it. As important as it is right now to be armed. This world is getting nuttier by the day, and so it is time to be armed and to be trained in weaponry, to have a good weapon or several in your home, trained how to use it, and plenty of ammunition, as well as other weapons, because we are being invaded. Whether you like to think about it or not, we are under a full-scale invasion. This is the communist takeover. They are following the communist playbook, which comes right out of the Protocols of Zion, to the letter. Anybody who's denying that this is going on is part of the plan to annihilate this country. But that's where we're at. Each of us as individuals have to make up our minds as to what we're going to accept or not accept. At the individual, people say, well, I want to be part of an army. I want to be part of a group of blah, 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 blah. Well, eventually that's going to happen. But for now, we as individuals have to come to this conclusion. Maybe that's what the Father's waiting for. Did you ever think of that? He's not going to form an army with a bunch of people that, well, I'm not quite sure how I feel about it. He's going to form an army of people like Gideon when they get it right, or like King David. I will stand against your enemies, Father Yahweh, even if I have to stand out there all by myself. That's what he's wanting to see. Individual men, and sometimes ladies, but mostly the men, when they have the spirit of a warrior, a righteous warrior, and they have decided that I'm not bending the knee to this Antichrist New World Order in any way, shape, or form. I'm not going to do it. 1488 says, one with the Father is a majority. Amen. There's another one that says, one, a person with conviction is a majority. One with conviction. Okay. Yahweh honors, as we said in that verse we read at the beginning, he honors those who reverence him. Those who are in obedience to him. And he'll bring forth the army when it's time. But the men have to come to the consensus that this is that serious and needs to be pushed back upon that seriously. If we don't do that, then what's he going to build his army with? I'm convinced that he's got the leaders you need. He's got the individuals he's watching. He's just waiting for you to make that your mind up. Think about this, man. You might be the one he's waiting for. Maybe he's got the... He's only one or two guys short of what he's waiting for. You might be it. Just think about that for a little bit. You might be one of the last that he's waiting for so that he can call forth the army. Guest 1488 says, I feel blessed. Jumped off my screen here. Hold on a second. That was pretty good. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. That's good. Ralph says, a warrior in action. Amen. And then down here, guest 1488 says, I feel blessed because Father opened my mind to identity or Christian identity. Amen. I've heard that from a lot of the men and women of our faith and family, especially in the last 6 months. How many people have come to this knowledge and are praising the Father for it? This knowledge answers the questions. A lot of people say, well, what's so important about knowing identity, Dan? I know I'm white. I know about the Father. Well, you're missing a big chunk of it. Okay, yeah, you know the Constitution, our history, and the Founding Fathers. What do you think they carried over here to this land? They carried their faith. They carried their faith in the Christ and in the Creator. They carried His law in their hearts, and they made His law of the land when they got here. That's the part you're missing. Well, my ancestors were Vikings. Yeah, go look at the books of the laws of the Vikings and a lot of the other Aryan peoples as we travel all over this earth. Aryan people have been exploring over this earth as long as man's been here. White men. Okay? They're all over this earth. Archaeology is turning up evidence of the Aryan influence all over the earth. For thousands, many thousands of years, our people. And yet, the modern day National Socialists and Aryan Nations, and not so much Aryan Nations, but National Socialist skinheads and these white power groups, they want to leave all that out. Just make it a racial thing. I got news for them. They ain't going to win. They're not going to work. Because the successful white civilizations all had a code of ethics based on the God of the Bible. Whether they called him Odin or Woden or whatever. I mean, just a different name. A rose by any other name is still a rose. The essence of our Heavenly Father, whether you want to call Him the Holy Spirit, whether you want to call Him Yahweh or Yahuwah or Jehovah or Creator or Intelligent Designer, you could have a whole lot of names. He's still the same entity. He created this world. He created you and me. And He set everything in motion, and it's His plan. In the Greek, it's called logos, where we get the word logic from. It's His plan, halagos, His plan. It will play out exactly as He expects it to play out. No matter what the wicked are doing, remember, the wicked will answer to Him. And He can use people of other races and other faiths to accomplish His will. He's done it, like Nebuchadnezzar and many of the other pagans in the Bible. Pharaoh at one point. He can use anybody because you're here because of Him. And that's what a lot of people seem to forget. That's why they're running around like chickens with their heads cut off with all this calamity, where the people that know who they are, know who our Heavenly Father is, know where our destiny lies, we're not panicking. I sleep better now than I have in a long time because He's given me good health. And I don't put a diaper on. I don't put substances in my body. I don't even put pharmaceuticals in my body. They're poisons. Every one of them's got huge side effects. Why would you want a poison in your body that creates more side effects than it fixes? I don't understand it. Why is it so hard for our people to realize that the scripture's true when He said, your food is your medicine is your food. The herbs and the trees are your medicine chest. Why is that so hard to figure out? I haven't found it to be false ever. And like I said, within the last year to 2 years, I've been through a lot of very painful experiences, and the natural way worked. Just took a little while, that's all. And yeah, I had to deal with some pain in the process, but in the long run, I have to say it was worth it. I'm hoping everything is still okay. There it is, because everything seemed to freeze up on me there. So anyway, if anybody wanted to call in with something, please do at this time. Ralph is putting a formula up here for us. Let me see if I can get it. I mix an ounce of rum with a drop or two of pine tree essential oil or thyme every day. Well, sounds good to me. Yeah, the beautiful thing about natural is it doesn't take very much. A lot of people say, well, I can't afford that stuff, Dan, all them organic essential oils. It only takes a little bit. That's the beautiful part about naturopathy. It only takes a little bit. Your body a little coaxing once in a while. Your ultimate source of good health should be your diet, your daily habits, and your diet, okay? Lane says here, Dan, like you said last time, the TV set has brainwashed us to think we need pharmaceuticals. Amen. The TV is a absolute horrendous invention, but again, it's a tool. We can use it for many things, but the enemy has had control over the mainstream television programming, and it has been a tool of brainwashing ever since, the communist brainwashing. So that's why I shut mine off many years ago, and it's just basically a flag stand now, and it will remain very often. So you do what you want, folks, but we are under a heavy assault, and it's time to form ranks, circle the wagons, if you will, arm up, because this is getting really serious. So, don't know what else to tell you. Okay, nobody's got anything. I'm going to go ahead and close her up here then. Let me see. Oh, Ralph says I meant pine tree needle. Yeah, pine tree needle tea is supposed to be very, very helpful. And the other thing for especially you men out there, but it's good for the ladies too, but especially the men, is stinging nettle. Stinging nettle. I remember on the farm we used to come across stinging nettle all the time, and it got its name because of all the barbs that are on the stems and the leaves. But there are times in its growing where those stingers are not there. That's when you want to grab it and harvest it for its many medicinal purposes. But stinging nettle is it's almost a magical plant, much like hemp, much like cayenne. Many of the herbs that he put here is just when you start parsley, that's another one, just turmeric, ginger, all of them. It's just almost magical, the things that it'll do. You need to learn how to identify it, need to learn how to grow it and harvest it and use it, and it'll keep us safe. Good habits and good food, good clean water, good clean thoughts, good exercise, fresh air and sunshine, and a loving family around you and friends. The formula for Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you for this opportunity to share. We would pray that at this important juncture of history that our people would awaken to the simple truths and walk away from this Babylonian bullshit that's going on, this whole New World Order, global reset, all the World Economic Forum, and all these other satanic creatures that walk around. Just recognize them for what they are, just pieces of dirt, evil to the core. And may the righteous become more righteous, and may that Ezekiel 37 army be your will to have it come forth in the very near future. to become a vast and mighty army of righteous white men who have said enough of this nonsense and go. This man-made chaos and tyranny and depravity. Help us and guide us in all that we say and do, Father Yahweh, and protect us from our enemies. We ask this in Yahweh's precious name. Hallelujah.